at the end of their road, and where other conventional treatments, and some of the ones that I mentioned before, and including antidepressant treatment, had not done the job. And I saw people recover from really a state of death in life. And I think that ECT is incredibly helpful for some people. It can be harmful. It has to be used judiciously. The problem with our system is that it drives us, because psychiatric treatment, psychological treatment, human treatment in those areas is driven as an industry. And the industry goes for efficiencies, it's a real problem, and I agree about the capitalist system. It's draining resources away from things that prevent things like intractable depression. I'll also say that I recommended...
okay, we're winding down, so yeah, I just wanted to give...
In any case, I've seen it work.
Okay.
And so, I think judiciously used, it is... a boon, and spoken with patients. And
I'd just like to give Deborah the last word. We're almost out. We have 2 minutes left. I just want to give Deborah the last word here. Deborah?
When you see improvement in these patients and the quick turnaround, it's usually the euphoria that once sustains an indisposed head injury. And ask those people 6 weeks out, when they're dealing with the cognition and the memory problem, how their life is going. So not only do they have the depression, they have the coping skills that they've lost with their memory loss.
So the whole issue, I think, that you bring up is you keep insisting that the FDA has actually never tested this device. And the whole issue of also long-term studies. Do you know of any long-term studies on its effectiveness and on its effects?
No, I do not.
Okay, well, if we could turn that music down a little bit, Steve, because we have a few seconds left. So, yeah, you do not. And so I encourage anybody who does know about or not know about that to get in touch. Paul R. Cabu at gmail.com. And ectjustice.com is Deborah Schwarzkopf's website. And again, this event tonight at the National College of Natural Medicine, 6:45. Deborah Schwarzkopf will be there, and you can ask her, share your stories. And that's about it for today. Thank you all for listening. This is Kabu. Thank you, Deborah, and thank you, Marsha.
Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned for more great programming.
Goes nothing.
Tune in to KBOO for Drinking from Puddles, hosted by Brandon, every other Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Don't say what you mean. That's Drinking for Puddles, every other Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
Yeah. RT, a news service formerly called Russia Today, is barely 10 years old, but it's making waves.